Welcome, everyone, to the Raiders Daily Podcast. My name is Stephen Michaels. Let's get right into it. The Raiders are in a bye. But before we get there, we must talk about the biggest game for the Raiders in a long, long time as the Raiders travel to London. The so-called Revenge of the Khalil Mack game. The Raiders go in to London and play a team that the media is crowning as maybe Super Bowl champions. No talking head in all of those stupid little talk shows were giving the Raiders a chance. Even the Raiders' own press were rooting for Khalil Mack to destroy the Raiders. They had all their little sound bites going. They had all their little headlines going. It wasn't, how many sacks will Mack get? It was, Mack is going to get so many sacks. Mack is going to get his revenge against the Raiders. So what ends up happening? John Gruden, you damn well know, circled this game on the calendar when the schedule came out, and he said, well, the first thing he said was, man, the NFL really screwed us again. But he also said, look at that, Chicago Bears, I know the media's gonna be up my ass all week for this game. I better pull out a game plan and destroy this team and make Khalil Mack look like a clown. And it was Gruden versus Mack. Who would win? John Gruden whooped his ass. Mack, zero sacks. Mack did nothing but lay on the ground as guys like Alec Ingold smashed them up. Trent Brown smashed them up. Colton Miller smashed them up. Even Darren Waller smashed them up. Khalil Mack was not a factor in this game whatsoever. Now, this is the same guy that, if you remember, he told the press he was going to make the Raiders pay. Well, guess what, Khalil Mack? They ain't paying nothing, and they're definitely not paying you a damn dime. And that game in London is the reason why, because John Gruden was right. Khalil Mack is a great player, but you need more than just one player. You cannot overpay just for one guy, and just hope everything else falls in place. Khalil Mack needed to go to a team like Chicago, where they do have talent everywhere. You can't just pay one guy on defense and everyone else suck. You will never get better. It's like the Texans and J.J. Watt. I said this 1,000 times. You know, they paid him millions, but the Texans weren't doing anything. They weren't winning Super Bowls. They were lucky to go 8-8 every year. That's just the way it is. Because they're overpaying one guy, they had no money to do anything else. It was stupid. But the Khalil Mack thing, I've hated this from the start. First of all, I am so happy that the national media, Jay Glazer, who, by the way, I don't know this guy at all. Honest to God, never met the guy, don't know him. Adam Schefter, same thing. Both of these guys publicly came out and said what I've been saying, which I knew happened, and I've been trying to tell the world since the trade happened, but for some reason, the narrative has always been, oh, Gruden just traded him, they didn't have the money, blah, 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 when that was never the case. Khalil Mack did not want to be a Raider. That is facts. Mark Davis offered Khalil Mack a contract that was more than Von Miller's deal. Von Miller has done something in the NFL. He's won a Super Bowl. He's a MVP of a Super Bowl, Von Miller. What has Khalil Mack done? He has done nothing. and he wants more money than Von Miller. The Raiders offered him more money than Von Miller, and he declined. Why? Because he had his agent tell the Raiders Khalil Mack does not want to play for the Raiders, and he wants to be paid elsewhere. Khalil Mack will not show up. If you remember, he was holding out because he wants to play elsewhere and get paid elsewhere. That is the reality. Now, there is a lot of spin trying to make John Gruden look like the bad guy and all of this. But that's just the narrative the media was painting. Khalil Mack's agent and, you know, of course, his agent has friends that are reporters. You know, they push it all out. But, you know, finally, Sunday morning, Jay Glazer, says exactly what I've been reporting or saying since it happened. Adam Schefter comes on ESPN, says the same exact thing that I just said to you guys. Khalil Mack did not want to play for John Gruden. Khalil Mack did not want to be a Raider. Khalil Mack got offered a big-time contract, and he declined. He wanted to leave. So, going into this game, of course, the narrative was this was going to be Mack's revenge, which does not make sense because the guy didn't want to play there. If anything, this was John Gruden's revenge game, and that's exactly what it was. It was John Gruden's revenge game. Khalil Mack, he should have no agenda. John Gruden, on the other hand, he does. Why? Because this guy said, I don't want to play for you. This guy said, I don't like this organization. That's reality. I don't care what Derek Carr tells you. It's lies, okay? Jay Glazer, Adam Schefter, and I, listen, who are you going to believe? I'm telling you, Khalil Mack never wanted to be a Raider. This was the John Gruden versus the Khalil Mack game. And John Gruden, like I said, out-schemed Khalil Mack. He did whatever he wanted to do to Khalil Mack, thanks to the offensive line who just destroyed the Bears. All these games, when I look at an NFL game, I look at matchups. That's what I do. I don't care about stats. I don't care about anything. I look at matchups. I was pretty comfortable with the Raiders going into this game and winning. And this is why. And I said this, by the way, on my video show on the Raiders Daily Elite, the greatest Raiders subscription group in the world. But anyways, the reason why is because when you look at the matchup, it favors the Raiders. Especially if the Raiders can run the football. I know from watching the Chicago Bears, first of all, they're terrible in the flat. On defense. They have a good defense, and when they stop the run, they're good. But if you can run off them, it's going to open up the passing game. And guys are always open in the flat, all the time. So I knew the Raiders had that going for them. And this was a perfect game for Derek Carr, because Derek Carr and Gruden like these quick, short passes. That is what hurts Chicago. When you try to do this spread-type offense, that's when Mack is going to kill you. That's when all of these guys are going to kill you. Hakeem Nicks, all of them. You know, every single guy. They're going to kill you. Raekwon Smith, you name it. They have a lot of good players on that defense. But the John Gruden, his scheme is just tailor-made to beat the Chicago Bears. And that's how the Raiders did it. They won in the trenches. They fed it to Josh Jacobs. And the Bears had nothing. They could not even touch this dude. Josh Jacobs, 26 carries, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. He ran all over them. Mostly because the offensive line kicked the crap out of Khalil Mack and the Bears' defensive line. Now, this game ended up being 24-21. We know the Raiders scored a late touchdown in the fourth quarter to take the lead, and then the Raiders' defense sealed it. But listen, let's be honest here. Yes, the Raiders lost a lot of momentum in that third quarter. I mean, Chicago scored 3 unanswered touchdowns. It was a lot of momentum. Derek Carr continues to do this, by the way. Once something goes bad, he just gets frustrated, and he can't. You saw this in Kansas when they played Kansas City. Remember when Kansas City scored 28 points in a row? Derek Carr would have a chance to respond, but you know, he messes up once, and it seems like it sticks with him for an entire quarter. He doesn't shake it off right away. He's got to start shaking that off right away, because that stupid pitch to Jacobs, that was a fumble. I don't know what the hell that was. I really don't. Now, I know Jacobs, you know, it was a miscommunication type thing, but either way, if you look at that pitch, Jacobs wasn't catching it even if he knew it was a pitch. The play was so odd. And of course, the Bears recover that in Raiders territory. It, you know, that's going to create some momentum. But that's when Derek Carr has to stop that. Once the Bears scored there, the Raiders really should have got the ball back on offense, marched down the field, and scored a touchdown. But even with that being said, like I said, the score is 24-21. Look at all the things that happened to make the Bears even have this be a competitive game. They got flags when they, you know, they got calls going their way that really should have never went their way. Chase Daniel throws an interception, which, and they say Mo Hurst roughing the quarterback. I mean, come on. That is ridiculous. It is the most, I beg all of you who listen to this show, go watch Mo Hurst hit this guy, Chase Daniel, and then compare it to when Khalil Mack hits Derek Carr and Derek Carr throws the ball away. Khalil Mack puts all his body weight on Derek Carr. It was more of a violent hit. He drove him to the ground. Meanwhile, Mo Hurst had his hands out, which you are supposed to do. He fouled all the rules to a T, and the Raiders still got a flag. Now, if that never happens, that's a turnover. The Raiders probably score a touchdown there, and the game gets out of hand. Like I said, a lot of this was the Raiders just, the refs, basically. The Raiders shooting themselves in the foot, and the refs just making bad decisions, and it was almost, I'm not kidding, it was almost like the refs wanted the Bears to get back into this game, because it was so embarrassing for Khalil Mack. It really was. It was embarrassing. It was. John Gruden pretty much did whatever he wanted to do, like I said. I mean, anything. Sometimes they lined up a tight end on Mack's side. Mack couldn't get past him. Other times, you know, it was just Mack, like I said before, it was just Mack against Colton Miller, and Colton Miller just, you know, no problem there. And the first touchdown, Jacobs, it's called a 19th pitch. That's what it's called, the play. You know, Derek Carr pitches it to Jacobs. He runs it. Look at that play. Please go back, watch the highlights, and circle Alec Ingold on that play, and circle Khalil Mack. What you will see is Alec Ingold making a terrific block right at Khalil Mack's arthritis knees, and he goes down. Jacobs with a nice cut in, boom, touchdown. That was it all game long. They beat the snot out of Khalil Mack and the Chicago Bears. And if there's anyone who's questioning this trade anymore, you are stupid, you are dumb, and you do not know football. Now, that being said, Khalil Mack gets embarrassed. He does nothing, does not even get a sack in this game. The Raiders do what they want to do against the Bears. They dominate them. I guarantee you, if the roles were reversed here, and Khalil Mack got 4 sacks, a strip fumble, an interception, whatever the case may be, even if Khalil Mack got 1 sack and the Bears win, 24-21. I guarantee you, Monday morning on First Take, whatever, I don't know what channel that is. All these shows suck. With Shannon Sharp and his marble mouth and that lizard-looking dude and Chris Carter, all these dummies, scrubs. Chris Carter, the most overrated wide receiver ever, in my opinion. But you got all these guys. You know, before this game, they are all talking, right? They are all, Deion Sanders, all of these guys talking how Mac is going to destroy the Raiders. Well, now I don't hear anything about it. I've been waiting Monday. I was so excited. I went on YouTube. I was typing it in. I wanted to see how these people, all these talking heads, were going to respond to what the Raiders have done in the last 2 weeks. First of all, they beat the Indianapolis Colts, who just, by the way, defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. Then the Raiders travel all the way to London and defeat the media darlings, Chicago Bears. But nothing at all. You get maybe a couple minutes. I think Colin Cowherd, said a couple lines about it, like, oh yeah, they won, but you know, they're fun to watch, but they're not a serious team. You know, no one wants to give this team credit. No one does. But listen, we're gonna know a lot about this team in the next 2 weeks. They got the Green Bay Packers. They got the Detroit Lions. We're going to know a lot about this football team in the next 2 weeks. We're going to know how good the Raiders actually are. But right now, I can tell you this. The Raiders are only one game back from the Kansas City Chiefs. They are 3-2. That is pretty damn good. That is very good, especially if you are in the AFC. Right now, if the season would end today, the Raiders are in the playoffs. I mean, it's just the way it is. They would be in the playoffs. Pretty much everyone in the AFC, are 3-2. The Texans are 3-2. The Colts, who, by the way, who the Raiders beat and own a tiebreaker over, are 3-2. After the Ravens are in first place in the AFC North. They are 3-2. The AFC West, the Raiders are 3-2. The Chiefs are 4-1. Again, the Raiders are only a game back. And then after that, you got the Patriots, who are fool's gold. They haven't played a single good team yet this season. I don't know how they keep getting easy schedules. Like, it's insane how easy their schedule is. I am telling you right now, the Patriots, if they had the Raiders schedule, they would probably be 1-4. They really would be. They're not that good at all. But they, when you get to play Miami and then Washington, they don't play anyone good. Their best win came against the Bills. You know what I mean? And they struggled to win that game. But, you know, looking at that whole AFC, the Raiders are one of the best teams in the AFC. That's reality. That's reality, people. Okay? So I don't care, these talking heads, they don't want to give the Raiders credit. But yet they're giving the Indianapolis Colts all this credit for beating the Chiefs. But the Raiders went into Indianapolis and defeated the Colts. And then they went to a different country and beat the number one defense in the NFL. I think more people need to start looking at the Oakland Raiders. I think more people need to start talking about this team. What they did to Chicago, no team has done that. No team has done that, not only this season, but all of last season. No team has put up that many rushing yards. No team has dominated them that badly at all. Not this year and all of last year. They shut down Khalil Mack. They shut down that defense. The Bears' offense is just terrible. The Raiders have some young players. I mean, this is a very young team, guys. I'm not telling you the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl. Nothing like that. But I'm telling you, this is a very young team that's just going to get better from here. And by the way, I just want to make a correction. It's the Packers, then the Texans, and then the Lions after, you know, after the bye, obviously. But these next two games are going to tell us everything. You know, you got the Texans, or you got the, I'm sorry, the Packers, who are really good in my opinion. They have a really, really good defense. That's going to tell us a lot. They're going to Lambeau Field to play Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. If the Raiders win that game, if Oakland wins, then I will come on this show, you know, and I will tell you that I have changed my mind. Now, I just said 2 seconds ago, I don't think the Raiders are a Super Bowl caliber team. They're very young. But if they beat the Packers, then I'm going to come on here and I'm going to tell you one thing. If that happens, I would not be shocked to see the Raiders go into the playoffs and perhaps make a Super Bowl run if they beat the Packers. Now, I still think this team, even though they're young, like I said, even though I don't believe they're going to go to the Super Bowl, I still think they can make the playoffs. I really do. The Packers, it's going to be a tough one. After that, they got the Texans. And then, you know, that's going to be a tough game. But I think that's a game they got to win. I really do. And then, of course, they play Detroit, and that's in Oakland. That's going to be a tough game, but they're finally home. I think they need to win that game. They're going to remain in Oakland to play the Chargers after that. The Raiders could win that game easily. Then you got the Bengals. Then you got the Jets. And then the big game against the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead, where Derek Carr has never won. Listen, Derek Carr was also winless in London until Sunday when the Raiders lit up Khalil Mack. When John Gruden out-schemed Matt Nagy. When John Gruden pretty much gave the middle finger to Khalil Mack and said, I'll take this guy Josh Jacobs over you any day of the week. Because this guy, he can just seal games. He can seal them. This guy is a game wrecker. This guy is unstoppable. You're pretty good. But guess what? All it takes is an extra tight end and you're not a factor. Josh Jacobs, try to load the box. That's what the Bears did. They loaded the box. Did it work? Nope. Because Josh Jacobs is a better player and better value than Khalil Mack. And you will see that. You might not see it all of this season, but within the next, from now to about 4 years, from the next 4 years, you will see that. Because I'm telling you one thing right now, with these young players, they're only going to get better. Now I say, you know, I don't believe they're going to win a Super Bowl this season, but I'm telling you, next year, year after, I can almost guarantee you that the Oakland Raiders are going to be in the Super Bowl. I can almost guarantee you. Max Crosby's coming out looking fantastic. Jonathan Abram, he's going to be really good. Remember, he's out for the season. But they got him. They got Clinton Farrell, who has to play better. The Raiders didn't even need him. He was out of the game with a concussion. But they got him. You know, this is a young team with a lot of weapons. Darren Waller's the best tight end in the National Football League. This team is going to continue to grow and continue to get better. PJ Hall took a big step. This guy's now starting to look like a really good player. Mo Hurst is starting to really step it up. Even guys like Nicholas Morrow are stepping it up. John Gruden has a young team, a hungry team. And a team, listen, John Gruden, he doesn't expect them. He expected, you know, maybe 7 games this season. Now he's looking at this whole thing differently. Especially, it's going to be a big test when they go play the Packers. Like I said, if the Raiders win that game, it changes everything. The Raiders instantly turn into a playoff contender. Instantly. And the media can no longer ignore it, like they are ignoring the fact that the Raiders beat up the Bears. They are ignoring that. Before that game, people were talking about the Bears, you know, top three team in the NFC, going to be in the playoffs, probably the Super Bowl. I don't think so. And remember, the more the Bears lose, the better, because the Raiders got that draft pick. Now, the Raiders do need to get better at wide receiver, healthy at wide receiver, I should say. J.J. Nelson, I don't know what's up with this guy. He practices one week, or one day, next day he doesn't. He's good to go, and then all of a sudden, Sunday morning comes, they're stretching, he can't play. It's getting annoying now. Now, the Raiders did go sign or traded for this guy, Zay Jones, from Buffalo. We will see how he ends up being. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I haven't watched any tape on the guy, so I can't really give you a breakdown. But I will say this. It really doesn't matter. The Raiders need wide receivers, so you can plug anyone in there, and it's a plus. It's amazing what John Gruden was able to do with no weapons at all. I mean, as far as wide receiver. He beat the Bears without their number one wide receiver, without J.J. Nelson. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible that he was able to do that. He beat them. I mean, Foster Monroe, another rookie, by the way, that I missed. This is another rookie. He's looking better and better and better every week. When the Raiders got him, they, you know, a lot of people were comparing him to like a Lee Smith type, just a blocking tight end. But John Gruden, he saw something different in Foster Monroe. He saw that this guy, yes, great blocking tight end, but he was thinking, I bet you this guy can be good as a receiver as well. I bet you this guy can catch some passes. And Gruden was right. Foster Monroe, I mean, this guy, he has to be, you know, Josh Jacobs obviously is the MVP. Foster Monroe has to at least get a nod, maybe co-MVP. This guy made some spectacular catches against the Bears. And he's continuing to get better. That is the scary part for the rest of the NFL. The Raiders, you know, they came out, they beat Denver, then they look bad against the Chiefs for one quarter. You know, then they lose against the Vikings where they looked awful. They just looked awful. But then they beat the Colts, big win. Then they just beat the Chicago Bears. And they beat it in the revenge of the Mac game. And they shut Mac's mouth up, who, by the way, did not speak to the press after the game because he was too busy crying. But I'm telling you one thing right now, all of you Raider fans, this team, they look for real. We're going to find out in the next 2 weeks, but they got a lot of young talent, and this team can sneak up on you. And for all the critics that thought maybe John Gruden, maybe the game has passed them by, right? Maybe he just doesn't have it anymore. Well, if you watch that Chicago Bears game, John Gruden scripted pretty much everything in that game. He really did. And all those scripted plays were touchdowns. Same thing with the Indianapolis Colts game. This guy obviously knows what he's doing. He is building a foundation. And that foundation is growing bigger and bigger. And guess what? It may have grown a lot bigger and faster than even John Gruden expected. These guys are warriors. These guys are a mean, nasty bunch of dudes. Incognito, Trent Brown, even Denzel Good. These guys just pushing the Bears defensive line back. I mean, just dominating. And I love it that Richie Incognito just smashes this guy's head into the turf. I love it. Yes, it took points off the board. I understand that. It was dumb to do. But it set the tone because the Bears defense was talking a lot of trash. And Richie Incognito said, no, not going to happen. We're going to dominate your ass. And we did not stay in London all week just to go home losers. The only losers on this field is number 52, Khalil Mack, and your arthritis knee. We are not going to lose to you. Gruden put up a game plan and he painted Khalil Mack's face like a clown. That's exactly what he did. He owned his ass. That's what he did. The Raiders win 24-21. The Raiders are legit at this time. They are a real threat. We will see if that continues. But guess what? They just defeated the Bears in a big revenge game. Khalil Mack is nothing. He is nothing. The Raiders has laid out a blueprint that the rest of the NFL is probably going to use against Khalil Mack going forward, by the way. All right, everyone. That is it. Thank you for listening. I'll be back. I'm going to be back after the Texans game. So we'll go the Green Bay game. And after a Texans game, we'll do another podcast. I do live shows all throughout the week on the Raiders Daily Elite, my subscription site. So that's why I don't do as many podcasts, because I'm always doing shows. So I will see you then. Like I said, if you are a Raider fan, feel good right now, man, because this team is young, they're hungry, and they can beat anyone on any given Sunday. My name is Stephen Michaels. This is the Raiders Daily.